Hi, I'm Vishnu Charan and I'm a Senior Program Manager for Azure Backup. In this video, I'm going to talk to you about how you can simplify your data protection needs using Azure Backup while optimizing your costs. Okay, although most of you might know, I'd like to quickly introduce the Azure Backup Service, an enterprise-class, zero infrastructure solution native to Azure. It is simple, secure, and cost-effective while allowing large enterprises to manage their data protection at scale across all their mission-critical workloads. In this video, I'm going to focus on the cost effectiveness pillar and show you how we continue to make progress in this area. Before I go and show you all the nice things that we've done, I'd like to show you a familiar overview of Azure Backup, which we keep updated with all our new releases. Azure Backup supports a variety of on-premises as well as Azure workloads, and we continue to expand our support regularly. Backup data from these different data sources are moved securely to our data plane, which we call the backup storage. An auto-scaling, reliable set of storage accounts managed by Azure Backup and isolated from customer tenants to provide additional security. Backup data can be stored in multiple tiers, starting with the snapshot tier that can be stored in your own accounts, a standard tier to store all of your backup data, and the recently added archive tier to store your long-term retention data or LTR data. Finally, of course, we have the management layer, which allows you to configure, access, and manage backups at scale across your entire data protection estates, across vaults, across subscriptions, and even across directories. To focus on cost effectiveness, let's look at how Azure Backup pricing works. Azure Backup has two pricing components. The first one is protected instances, and it is like a management fee to enable and manage discovery, configuration, auto protection, policy, movement of data in a secure manner, and more. The definition of one instance varies across workloads, and you can refer to our pricing page for the details. The second component is the backup storage, which is a simple pay-as-you-go component. Let's look at some of the details of each of these components, starting with protected instances. Protected instance is applicable for most workloads where we move your data into our vaults, and it depends on the size of the data that you're protecting. In some cases, like Azure Files, where we currently have only the operational tier, also known as the snapshot management, there is a flat fee. For the newer workloads like disks and blobs, you discover, configure, and manage the operational tier backups for free. You only pay for the snapshots that are taken as part of the backups. Now let's look at the second component, backup storage. With the recent changes, backup storage has two tiers, the standard tier and the archive tier. In the standard tier, you can choose the availability of your backup data across a variety of options. The default is GRS, and if you enable cross-region restore, we will automatically upgrade it to RAGRS or read access geo-redundant storage. An important thing to understand about Azure Backup pricing is that there are no hidden or additional charges. This is a simple price per GB option without any additional transaction, geo-replication, restore, or egress charges. We have eliminated these components for you to ensure that you can have a simple pricing. Also, the newly added archive tier will help you save costs for your long-term retention needs. I'll talk about it in a bit. Before we go into the details of optimizing your backup costs, here's a summary of Azure Backup pricing. As you can see, we have added multiple workloads in the last few months, and we continue to add newer features under the hood. Okay, we saw how Azure Backup pricing works. It's simple, right? We want to make it even simpler for you by helping you optimize your backup costs. How can you do that? I'm going to talk about a few best practices that can help you achieve this. Starting from budgeting your backup costs to using specific features and using the right policy, there are multiple ways that we will deep dive into in the next few minutes. Before you even start using the Azure Backup for budgeting your backup costs, you should always start with the Azure pricing calculator in our website. However, if you have a need to get a customized, elaborate estimate for a long duration, you should download our detailed pricing calculator Excel from the link shown. This is a comprehensive tool to help you estimate your backup storage needs in the long run. It also provides you trends to help you understand how your backup storage footprint could grow depending on the amount of data that churns in your environment, the policy used to backup, and multiple other options. You can customize more than 15 variables to help you estimate as accurately as possible. We also keep this updated, and as and when we introduce new features, you will see these added to the pricing calculator. When you start protection with Azure Backup, you start with a vault. When you create vaults, the default is set to GRS. However, for your dev test workloads, that may not be the case, and you may choose to use an LRS vault if you do not need the same level of protection, as LRS costs almost half of GRS. Choosing the right storage redundancy for different types of backup data can help you optimize your costs. For one of your key scenarios, which is backup for Azure VMs, you can use selective disk backup, which allows you to choose and backup only certain disks within your VM. This helps reduce your backup storage footprint via two scenarios: when you need to protect only critical data in selected disks, or when you need to backup only the OS disk. Once you have all your backups configured, you can manage all of them using Backup Center, which is a single pane of glass for all things backup in Azure. Within the Backup Center, you can choose backup reports and specifically a tab called Optimize. Within the Optimize tab, you have two different scenarios today, or two different sections today, starting with inactive resources. This tab helps you provide the list of all deleted and inactive data sources in the chosen period, for which you continue to store backups. Going through this list, you can easily spot all the backup data that you do not need anymore and clean them up. The other option in Optimize is to make sure you're using the right retention duration and type. For example, you could choose to use weekly, full, and daily differential backups along with log backups for your databases. This helps reduce your storage footprint significantly. The restore experience is unaffected by this, as Azure Backup automatically picks the right full, differential, and log backups, overlays them, and provides you the exact restore point that you need at your chosen time, down to a second. Also, choose to have lower retention for your dev test workloads if your compliance and business needs allow for it. Talking about retention, here's an effective way to save costs on your long-term retention data. Use the archive tier. What is this archive tier and how does it work? Since backup storage is built on top of blobs, Azure blobs, some of the characteristics of blobs manifest itself in how we use them for backups. For example, archive tier, being a super low cost tier, has high access cost when it comes to accessing the data. So we move data less frequently into this tier compared to the standard tier, thereby increasing the recovery point objective, RPO. Along similar lines, the RTO, or recovery time objective, is also higher compared to the other tier. All of this is to ensure customers can have the option to pay less for the LTR data, and hence the price is considerably cheaper. An important thing to understand is that even though the standard tier stores data as incrementals for VM backups, they get converted into full backups when you move to archive tier. This provides a self-contained and secure recovery point, thereby removing any additional points of failures when you want to restore your critical data. Let's look at how this works. Let's take the example of an Azure VM that you want to protect using a recovery services vault. Let's say you started protecting the VM on 1st of Jan 2020. For the first backup, we take an application consistent snapshot. The data from snapshot is then moved to the vault as the first full copy. While the data transfer happens, you can still recover from the snapshot using our instant restore capability. Next day, for the second backup, again, we take an application consistent snapshot. Inherently, snapshots only store incremental data. This incremental data is then moved to the vault as the daily backup. In this scenario, I've chosen an example policy with 7 days retention. These daily backups could have different sizes depending on how many changes occur in the VM that you're protecting. Fast forward to a month, and the monthly backup is also taken as an incremental on the last backup, in this case, the previous day. Also, the daily backups get cleaned up based on the retention, 7 days in this case. So at any point in time, you'll see a maximum of 7 daily backups. Forward to the next month, and you'll see the previous month's incremental backup now stores all the incremental changes over the last 1 month. This process continues with forever incrementals, and you see a representation of all these monthly incremental backups here. Since I chose 18 months retention as an example, you'll see all the respective monthly backups and their potential sizes in this representation. Again, these sizes are completely based on how the data in your VM changes, and hence it could have unpredictable amount of differences between the different monthly backups. Let us now focus on the LTR data. Let's define LTR recovery points as those that have spent at least 90 days in the standard tier and have at least 180 days of retention left. Here's where the new archive tier becomes very helpful. Due to the low-cost nature of this new tier, you can reduce your costs considerably by moving your RPs to the archive tier. At the top, you can see how a sample bill looks like for an existing usage. Let's see how it can change when you move your backup data to the archive tier. Before we move an LTR RP to the archive tier, we convert that RP from an incremental to a synthetic full by stitching together the first full copy and all other subsequent incrementals accruing to this RP. This ensures that once the data moves into the archive tier, it is self-contained and does not have additional points of failure during restore. The synthetic full is then moved to the archive tier. When doing so, any unique incremental bits held on by this recovery point will be held by the next recovery point to maintain the incremental chain in standard tier. Moving all your eligible LTR RPs to archive will convert them into full and independent copies. The retention for these RPs will be retained from what was set in the policy for standard tier. Any modifications to the existing policy will also apply to the RPs that were moved to the archive tier. Moving data to archive tier may increase the total amount of backup data in GB, but because this tier is considerably cheaper, you will be able to save costs using this feature. As you can see at the top right corner, the sample build has now changed to a lower value once you move your RPs to archive tier. The archive tier is currently available in limited preview, and you can sign up by filling our preview interest form. During the preview, you'll be able to move your backup data of Azure VMs, SQL and Azure VMs, and Azure PostgreSQL backups to the archive tier. Since the feature mostly accessible by PowerShell today, we have written some sample scripts for you to help you automate the tiering process. As always, we will continue to make this experience better through further enhancements and from your feedback. I hope that was a useful overview of how you can optimize your costs while using Azure Backup. For all your queries and feedback, please write to askazurebackupteam@microsoft.com. And we'll be happy to answer your questions. Thank you.